Actually Free, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on KDWB.
It is time now for one more break. Ooh, it's your boy Drake. Drake from Green Bay is 22 years old. We turn the show over to him pretty much once a day to see what he comes up with. So let's do it. Here we go. One more break. Oh, with Drake.
So you know about that little scammy scam that's going on with the violins that we were talking about
earlier? Totally, yeah.
A few months ago. Well, there's a new one happening right here in Minneapolis, guys. I'm going to read you this thing that I found. It's on the Minnesota thread for Reddit. It's called, I got conned getting on I-94 today.
Okay.
A guy was pulled over on the on-ramp, waving people down. I was just thinking about how I'd hate to get stranded on I-94 on a cold day like today. I stopped and I asked what was wrong. He said he needed gas money because his card was not working at the gas station. He asked me for his for my number and said he'd pay me back. He took off his probably fake gold ring and handed it to me. I'm not usually trying to be suspicious of people, and I was okay giving him the money I had in my wallet. But then he asked me if I could go to the ATM and withdraw $800 because he was trying to drive to Florida. I told him I couldn't do $800, and he seemed really disappointed and tried to negotiate with me and see how much I would give him. This really should have tipped me off, but I was genuinely thinking I could try and help this guy a little. The ATM had a withdrawal limit of $200, so that's what I gave him.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel really dumb, but I want others to be aware of this so that they don't get scammed, too.
Number one, don't pull over to help somebody on the side of the freeway. You never know whether they're going to be dangerous, crazy, whether they'll accuse you of something. What if they all of a sudden, like, you know, punch themselves in the face and say that you assaulted them?
Oh,
would never.
I've done that before. I didn't know you weren't supposed to, like, not pull over and help somebody over.
No, I mean, in certain situations, I mean, if somebody dropped a load of groceries outside of Byerly's, I'll help them pick it up. I ain't pulling over on the side of the road to help anybody.
I will say,
day or night.
Nope. I have had lots of guys, it's usually guys, pull over when I've had a flat tire, and I am very thankful for them because they are very helpful. But I get that I wouldn't. I think I've even proposed this to you guys before. You know, in every horror movie when the woman runs out of the woods with blood on her and she needs, one car drives by. And I would, like, I honestly would probably hit the gas and leave her because I would not trust that she's actually escaped from a serial killer. I would just assume it's part of a ploy to kill me.
I got an idea for a bit. Tomorrow, Fallon, we're going to get you into some bloody clothes. We're going to have you run out in the middle of 394 and see whether people stop for you.
God!
Like you're missing a shoe, like you had to escape from a killer or something like
that. Call that.
Write it down,
Jay. I want to do that.
Okay, I'll write that down.
So this is a scam. This is going around. So people, I mean, this is an ongoing scam or this is a one-time thing?
I mean, it was posted yesterday, so it definitely happened. I'm sure it happens everywhere, but this one specifically.
Let's be honest, most people, as soon as they say, let's go to your ATM, immediately say no. And they don't fall for that. And then they definitely wouldn't be like, well, I can only take out $200, so that's all I can give you. They'd be like, screw off if they asked for $800.
And why in the hell should I give you that much money? I don't know you. I'm sorry you're having a bad day or a bad life circumstances or whatever. Ain't my problem. I will help in other ways. I'll give to charity.
Yeah.
I don't give money to people who are standing on freeway off ramps either. I gave money to a woman who looked really downtrodden a couple of years ago over on in Plymouth at 494 and 55 because she reminded me of my sister Donna. She looked downtrodden. I was on my motorcycle. I pulled out $20 because I figured, you know what? I know she can use $20.
Yeah.
But when you look at somebody who's young and like decently dressed and they're shaved and they've got decent shoes on, sorry, I ain't helping you.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, what if, like, you are in that situation? Because this did happen in Minnesota, and, you know, we're very, like, passive-aggressive, and most of us are pretty nice. So, like, we would be like, I could give you the, like, do you give the money in your wallet, or how do you go, like, is there a way that you can help in a certain way if you are, I mean, I don't know. I don't have the answer to it, so I don't know if there's, like, any way you can.
I wouldn't even open myself to the possibility, so it's hard for me to say.
Yeah.
I mean, if I found myself walking by and somebody said, let's say you're walking through the parking lot of Holiday, and somebody says, hey, you know what? I don't have any gas. My card's not working. I got to go to Florida. You know, my mom is sick and she's dying and whatever. Can you just give me $20 to fill up my tank halfway? I'd say, no, I'm sorry. I'm not going to help you with that. It's probably not true.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to make it my problem.
Yeah. Right.
Am I wrong to feel that way?
No, absolutely not. I don't ever give people money that ask me for money. I think there's a lot of like safety concerns in my eyes when people come up to me as well. So I usually just like brush them off as fast as I can. So So whether it's asking for money or asking for help in a different way, I brush people off because I'm concerned about my own safety.
Mm-hmm. Here's a text from Cookie. She says that person that gave that random stranger $200 is an idiot.
Oh, okay.
And is unfortunately the type that has to learn the hard way in life. Cookie is a very compassionate woman.
Yes.
And for her to say that they're an idiot, she's saying it like it is.
Yeah.
You get to a point where a stranger is getting you to convincing you to give them $200. You are an idiot.
Well, yeah.
I did just see this on one of the comments on this post. It said, whenever someone out in public asks for gas money, I tell them the local cops have a program. I don't know if this is true or not, where they'll actually help stranded people with free to 2 to 3 gallons of gas.
Oh, maybe then.
I guess that's something that you can help them out with. Maybe
call. So there's probably a legitimate way to do it. Yeah exactly. Something good like one, Drake. I like that one. It is KDWB on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show, the home of Christmas Wish. Are we going to talk to her right now? Is she ready to go?
Yeah, because I just got her on the phone.
Okay.
She texted in earlier, so I gave her a little jingle.
Jingle?
We did something well. You heard us. Hi, Yvonne.
Hey.
You heard us talk about confessions a couple of days ago, and you were listening to the podcast, so you couldn't call in live, but you have a confession that you want to share with us, and I want to hear it. What's up, Yvonne?
So, yeah, I couldn't reply because I was working, but my confession is, okay, my husband drinks way too much coffee. He's hyperactive. He's just crazy around the house. He slams cabinets. He's talking loud. He's just all over the place. So what I did was I switched his coffee from caffeinated to decaf, and I didn't tell him.
So does he work from home? Because I'm going to guess, I'm picturing this guy getting up. He's running around the house, chugging coffee, slamming the refrigerator door, loudly doing things, yelling, talking on the phone, doing loud Teams calls. And so you got tired of it. Is that the case? He's working at home?
Literally. So it sounds like, you know, my husband, because, he works from home and he's just loud, and it's for no reason.
Yeah.
There's no reason you need to be that loud. So now he's sluggish. He just kind of like drags out of bed, you know, and he's slow, and I don't really hear him, and it's peaceful around the house now. And I like that. I can actually think. I can actually make breakfast and not be concerned if a door is about to be slammed or if, oh my gosh, he's shouting on the phone.
I'm surprised. I'm really glad this worked for you, because I would think I would notice as your husband to be like, I'm not getting my boost. What's wrong with me?
I mean, I'm headaches.
I'm drinking six cups of coffee, and what's going on here? How long have you?
Nothing's changed. He's just really sluggish. So that's my confession.
And is she evil?
I'm not gonna tell him.
Is she evil for doing this? She's a little bit evil for taking away the joy and the boost of the caffeine. Can you imagine?
Look at Jenny. This is like, this person she's describing sounds like how Jenny describes Andrew. I think you just gave Jenny an idea.
Well, it is a little triggering because I do feel the same way that Andrew talks loud. He's not like running around the house slamming cabinets or anything, but he talks very loudly. So if I'm watching a show in a room, I can hear him three rooms away talking on the phone. So it is a little triggering for me. He's just a loud talker. It has nothing to do with caffeine, though. That's just who
But you
he
said
is.
He drinks 100 cups of coffee a day.
He does, but I don't think she's evil, because honestly, you'd think that he would be a little smart to figure out that he's getting decaf at that point.
Yeah, you
like
would think
Andrew
so.
Would definitely know if he was getting decaf.
Yvonne, how long has it been since we switched out his coffee?
It's been 2 weeks now, but I'm giving him like orange juice as well, so I think that's like helping, you know, there's no like sluggish kickback, like no headaches or anything like that.
Okay.
So,
all right,
this text says,
like, take this orange juice.
This text says, only a controlling woman secretly changes someone's coffee. That's effing toxic.
I don't think she's effing toxic. I think she's kind of funny. I don't know. I mean, it is a little bit funny, but that's the thing, is like, okay, this is a confession. She admits that she's not an angel. This is not, look at the wonderful idea that I came up with. This is a confession, because she heard 30-second confessions. Let's do round two of 30-second confessions. Leave them on the TalkBack feature on the iHeartRadio app, and let's hear your 30-second confession. Okay, let's try it to see what we got.
My confession is that my sister's ex cheated on her, and as he was moving out, he was gonna take the stuff from the fridge, So I took his hot sauce that he liked and filled it with X-Lax.
Okay. Okay. Good one. How about this one?
Okay. I have a brother-in-law who's not very nice. And every year, at the day after Thanksgiving, we like to get together and decorate my family's house for Christmas. Well, he refuses to do this, but then he likes to show up for the prime rib dinner that we have that night in celebration of that. Well, he didn't come to that this year, but then my sister, his wife, was trying to bring him some prime rib, even though he didn't participate in all those activities, and I went and hid the prime rib so he couldn't have any, and she couldn't bring him any.
Oh, my gosh.
It just cracks me up. If you've got a 30-second confession, then go on the TalkBack app, the TalkBack feature on the iHeartRadio app. Yvonne, how long are you going to keep the caffeine ploy up? Are you going to switch it back, or what are you going to do?
Going as long as this house is quiet and he's not loud mouthing, slamming doors, you know, running around ragged, I'm just gonna keep it going. You know what I decided was I threw out all the evidence that it's decaf, everything's in the caffeinated.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm gonna let it go.
I could never. I tell Jake everything. I would crack. I would tell him after like 3 days, I'm like, I have to tell you something. I just know I would. There's no way I would keep it from him.
I don't have that issue, but we do have a fancy like ninja coffee maker that I barely know how to use. So Andrew could definitely do that to me, and I would have no idea how to fix it because I wouldn't know how to use it.
Well, a lot of people said do half and half, do half decaf and half regular coffee. Then you can have like as much. But then that means you got to make two pots of coffee.
Yeah. No, you could just mix the grinds together.
Oh, you're right. I would have made two cups of coffee. I would have never, thought of that one. All right, Yvonne, you're a terrible, toxic person. Thanks for being on KWB.
But my house is quiet.
It is.
Yeah, congrats,
all right. Let's hear your confession, 30-second confession. Leave it on the TalkBack feature on the iHeartRadio app, the red microphone. If you're listening on the stream, just tap that and let's hear your confession. Maybe it's about your family. Maybe it's about something like you told your kids a lie so they wouldn't whatever. Maybe it is a work or a romance confession. Let's hear it on the TalkBack feature. Confessions on KDWB, 30-second confessions. Let's see what we've got on the TalkBack feature on the iHeartRadio app.
My confession is both of my ex-wives, I bought their ring from Walmart. I bought their rings from Walmart.
That's not a bad confession. They have rings at Walmart.
They do. I think they have nice ones. It's not a bad one. I think Costco has great ones, too, I think.
Well,
I know.
Costco sells everything. Real diamonds. Costco has real. I don't know if they have real diamonds at the Walmart.
I guess I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe that's
wait
that's
a second.
Surprise.
Wait, did he say he has two fiancés at the same time?
That's what it sounded like.
Two fiancés at the same time?
My confession is both of my ex-wives, I bought their rings.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. Okay.
That would have been a confession.
My confession is that my family loves butter. I try to avoid dairy. I'm not a fan of butter. So I supplement avocado plant butter, and they have no idea.
I wouldn't have any idea either. Wow.
No, I wouldn't either. I mean, I guess. I feel like, remember when spray butter was popular for a minute?
Kind of, yeah.
I can't believe it's not spray butter. When everyone was going through the non-fat, like, diet phase. Oh,
my,
that was so gross.
Marketing teacher, she sprayed it on every single salad she had. Like
salad?
Yes.
Oh.
Butter makes it better.
I guess.
I'm just telling you. All right, it's time on KWB for Sound Effects Theater. This is where we're going to take a classic movie. Is it a classic movie?
No.
You wrote your own movie, right?
Made up story.
It's
made
a story.
Made up story.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Fallon is the director of Sound Effects Theater on KWB. Who all's playing on Sound Effects Theater? Are we going around the room?
You. Yeah, so Dave, then Jenny, then Drake. Just remember your order. Okay. I will try to point at you, but I may forget.
I understand.
Hear my sword.
All right, let's see how this goes.
All right. Henry the Elf was certain this was going to be the year Santa would have him working in the train assembly line. He could already imagine the sound of him tinkering and hammering.
Clink, 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 clink.
He could
clink.
Actually hear that steam coming out the top. And smell that coal pumping. The day finally came, he received a letter from a carrier dove. He knew it had arrived because the dove always made this sound on deliveries. He ripped open the letter and started to read, mumble it to himself. All to find out he was not selected for train assembly. He immediately reacted by yelling this.
Oh, are you serious right now?
Then he continued reading. This year, he would be working on the Funzie dolls. He never understood these dolls. He felt their catchphrases when you push their bellies were a bit odd. They said things like,
"Do it again, do it again, do it again."
And,
"Not there."
And worst of all,
"Oh God, no, not there. Don't do it." Oh!
"Not there, Jenny." Oh,
jeez,
God,
my
dark.
God.
Well, the whole bit just got dark,
thanks,
Jenny.
Oh, God. I don't know.
She's so red right now.
He knew he didn't have a choice, though, so off to work he went. He didn't think it could get worse until he discovered all the elves in the Funzie doll assembly line sang the same song over and over.
"Hi-ho, hi-ho, God, really? It's off to work we go. We work all day to laugh and play. Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho."
After 1 week, he set up a meeting with Santa. He knew he couldn't do it anymore. The meeting arrived, and Henry entered Santa's office. Santa greeted him by saying,
"What's up, dog?"
Literally your opportunity to do your best Santa, which is your best impression. Oh, and you did Randy Jackson. Okay. He explained the situation and Santa said,
This is going to be an issue. This is going to be an issue.
He then referenced the Rolling Stones song.
"You can't always get what you want."
And told him to quit wasting his time. Henry left and cried the whole way home. But he realized working in the Funzie doll room was better than not having a job in Santa's workshop at all, so he decided to suck it up. 25 years went by in the blink of an eye, and he got another letter via the carrier dove.
"I've got something for you."
"No,
oh, no. Sorry.
Dave does a better dove. Dave, do the dove."
"Thank you."
Mine was good.
Letting him know the time had come. After years of hard work, he was being promoted. He'd now be working with the Grizzly Wizzly Bears. He began screaming with anger and sadness.
Oh,
oh
no!
God, not the Grizzly Wizzly Bears.
The end.
Jenny's seriously killed the entire joy of anything that we brought to the day.
Everything went horribly wrong.
All right,
after
you said, do it again. And I said, "Not there." That's a pretty, like,
messed up, Jenny.
Say.
Really funsy. You really made the funsy dolls.
What kind of doll this is? This could be for a sex shop.
It's Santa's workshop, Jenny.
Okay, well, Santa probably has multiple different workshops. Maybe one of them is a sex shop.
Jenny's getting really good at gaslighting in her own life. Right? Even Dr. Alicia right now is listening going, "Yeah, Jenny's gaslighting you guys." So nice job. Way to blow the bit, Jenny.
Yeah.
Fallon works so
What's
hard
up, dog?
On that.
Yeah, literally, Jenny all the time does a ho-ho-ho Santa impression. And the one time it was set up perfectly for her.
I don't know why Santa didn't come to mind. I just thought of a greeting. Like, all I could think of was what's a greeting.
Dave, good thinking on your toes, though. I'm glad you figured out which Rolling Stones song I wanted
you
to perform.
Get what you want. Yeah, exactly. I was going to do a
different
one. Thank
God it fell on Dave for that one, because I did not know what a Rolling Stones song would have been.
Also, kind of assumed for the song the elves sang, you would pick any Christmas song, not the Seven Dwarves hi-ho song.
You're right. Okay, you're right. Well taken.
Love the imaginations, guys.
All right, we're doing felonies coming up in a few minutes on KDWB. Your daily dumb criminal story is always kind of a hoot. What do you got?
Two idiots stole an ATM, and then things went wrong. Okay. After that, like, really quickly, very poorly.
Coming up next.
101.3 KDWB.
Stupid criminals, Fallon, please.
This is brought to you by Ova LASIK and Lens. Police in Oregon are looking for two guys who crashed their van into a convenience store early Tuesday morning. They wanted to steal an ATM, which is like a popular thing to do. They backed the van into the building to get access to it. They loaded the ATM into their van, and then they pulled over in another parking lot where they decided that's where they would try to blow up the ATM.
Because they're going
to
blow it up.
You got to blow it up to get in, because you can't, as far as I know, there are not tools you can like saw into it because they're so.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So blowing up. In their van, by the way, the back of it, to get the loot.
Okay.
So, of course, security cameras caught their van with a raging fire in the back because, it backfired. So, they were trying to blow it up in the back of the van. It's unclear what happened after that, but since the police are still looking for them, they clearly got away. We don't know if they actually got the cash or anything out of it.
Well, they probably never got it out of there. I mean, those things are pretty sturdy.
They are. So, anyway, they said that they think the guys still have the van and or the ATM, so they are looking for that because it's a pretty obvious clue, and there are your felonies.
Okay, coming up, People Magazine announced their People of the Year based on the work they've done in 2022, and we'll cover some of those coming up in just a couple of minutes on KDWB. Chevy Chase channeled Clark Griswold And we'll tell you about that in a second. And we'll be back with Dave's Dirt. What do you got in the dirt?
Well, we have People of the Year. So people, they always list their People of the Year for 2022.
I just said that.
Oh.
I literally just said that.
Sorry, I was opening up my Dave's Dirt. Jeez. Never mind.
People of the Year. I guess we're really going to cover it.
I literally was pulling open my dirt because Ed McFallon is open. Sorry.
It's coming up next on KDWB.
On Celebrity News. So we did all the work for you. Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
I love it when Minnesota makes a little tiny corner of a nationwide story. So yeah. If you go to the Hallmark Channel, you can, the hallmarkchannel.com, I'm not exactly sure that's the website, but if you look for their official website, they have a Christmas cam. And it's on St. Paul, Minnesota.
Really?
Because it's very Christmassy. Yeah, they have a live stream of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which has a charming little main street, apparently. Okay. And then a charming little main street of Harbor Springs, Michigan, Comming, New York, and St. Petersburg, Florida, but also St. Paul, Minnesota.
That's so cool.
Here's another little corner of the entertainment world that happens in Norwood, Young America. So I'm watching this show on Netflix. It's called Pepsi, Where's My Jet? And it's so interesting. Back in the 90s, Pepsi did a promotion where if you bought enough Pepsi, you'd save little points and you could buy, like, you know, shirts and hats and sunglasses. And as a joke in the commercial, they said, Harrier jet, which is like a fighter jet,
yeah.
7 million points. So somebody did, they didn't have a disclaimer that said not actually a real thing. So some kid collected 7 million Pepsi points and tried to get his jet. Pepsi, Where's My Jet? The reason Norwood Young America came up is that was the redemption center. That's where you sent in all of your Pepsi points. And I guess it still is. And I think if you live or know about Norwood Young America, I think that when you buy any, like your mom and dad would know because they love their Camel points, right? They love their Camel points.
Camel cash, Dave.
Camel cash. So when you want the leather jacket with Joe Camel smoking a cigarette
cool.
on the back, you got to send it into Norwood Young America.
Did it start? Can I ask a question? Maybe you don't know this. Did all of these points on a box, product, whatever, start with Kool-Aid? Because that's where I remember it from a little kid is the Kool-Aid points. And then, of course, my parents did do the Camels.
I don't know about that because when I was a kid, it was on Czech cereals.
Yeah,
you could send in stuff and get like Czech cereals and I'll get a magic set. That's how I got into magic when I was a little kid because we sent in Czech points.
We only had Raisin Bran, so I didn't have the
Raisin Bran's way preferable to Czech.
Are you kidding?
Oh, God,
Czech is delightful.
If you put enough sugar on it.
Oh, my God, sorry.
My dad bought shredded wheat. You ever had shredded wheat? It looks like a cake of soap with bristles on it.
Sawdust in a bowl of milk.
By the way, I got to give a shout out to Tasha Dow. It's her last day at work today after 15 years.
Wow.
Shout out, Tasha, from your favorite coworkers, Ashley and Kathy and Sue. Thanks for listening.
Okay. It's almost 2022. We've almost made it. Or, 2023 at this point. But with the new year right around the corner, lots of people are already thinking about resolutions they're going to try when the new calendar year starts. But they say if you really want to go above and beyond, you should start working on them now because scientists say it takes 21 days to build a habit and you want to get ahead of resolutions with habits. That means if you start right now, then by the new year, you'll already have a new habit under your belt. And that way you won't have to focus on trying to keep those resolutions
because
they're already started. So just an idea to keep in mind. Olivia Rodrigo hints that she has new music coming.
And I'm so excited for next year and all of the new things and new music that 2023 will bring. So I'm sending so much love your way and thank you again.
And I'm very excited because we get a little Christmas present early December 21st, I believe, is the date. The new season of Emily in Paris is coming out and they dropped the new trailer.
Sylvie wants to see you in her office right away.
Is she really mad?
Hopefully she will.
Can translate this.
Not choosing is still choosing?
Even not choosing has consequences, so it's still a choice.
But how do we know we're making the right one?
This has been a little case of just bad. That 70s show actor, Danny Masterson, he has been in, I guess, on the stand or off the stand in a trial because he's been accused by three different women of rape between the years of 2001 and 2003. And this is a lot of people have been talking about this. He was facing up to 45 years in prison if he'd been convicted on all counts. He, of course, pleaded not guilty to it. But according to Variety, it's now officially a mistrial. Jurors told the judge in a note that they were not even close to coming to a unanimous decision on any count, and they're convinced it will not change. They deliberated for 3 days, and they basically said it's deadlocked and that no one is going to make a decision.
Nobody's going to switch.
So now they have a retrial date set for March 27th. And I think in a case like this, man, that's awful. Because now, I don't know if the victims are taking the stand, if they'll have to do that all over again. I don't know how that works.
I don't either.
That is very unfortunate. Also, I haven't watched it, but that Casey Anthony documentary is out now. The one I talked about, I think, like a week or two ago. The woman who was accused of killing her little child. And then she went on trial. I mean, Jake, I talked to Jake about it yesterday.
Because her kid was missing for like 30 days and she didn't report him missing until 30 days in.
Yep. And she's never really spoken.
Yeah.
And so she finally sits down for this documentary and the documentarian said, you're going to see a totally different side and probably come out with a different thought. She was proven innocent in the trial. But man, she is one of those people I do not believe is innocent after watching it. Jake said he remembers that time in his life. He watched every minute of that trial because everyone was. She was like the most hated woman in America. And anyway, that's out now if you want to check it out. And everything I've seen in comments, they're like, yeah, she's had a lot of time to put together
an alibi story.
A new fake story. Mm-hmm, because where was all this in her actual trial? She didn't say any of this stuff in her actual trial.
Sometimes juries get it right. Sometimes juries get it wrong. And I think that this is probably a case where it's kind of like you go back 25 years. The OJ jury got it wrong, too. Yeah. Now we pretty much, there's not really a lot of people in America that still believe OJ was not guilty of killing two people. But back then, the country was kind of divided on it. Yeah. But there's a jury that really got it wrong. They don't always get it right.
Right. People magazine, they have named their People of the Year for 2022. Matthew McConaughey is recognized for his response to the mass school shooting in his hometown in Texas. He met with the victims' families and traveled to Washington, D.C., where he pushed for gun reform. Emmy winner Quinta Brunson, she created Abbott Elementary. I have heard from so many people that is such a good show. I feel like I need to check it out. And Mila Kunis used her platform to raise money and collect aid for the Ukrainian people. She has so far raised $37 million Whoa. For Ukrainian refugees. Okay. And Jennifer Hudson became the youngest female EGOT winner and started her own daytime talk show to create a platform for everyone just so we all have a place to feel included. So those are some of the people that they listed.
Do you have your tree? You have a fake tree, right?
Fake tree, yeah.
We do a fake tree and a real tree, and we have not got our fake tree or real tree yet. We usually go to the Lions lot or the Boy Scout lot. We used to go to Home Depot, but we thought, you know what? Let's do either the Lions or the Boy Scouts. We haven't got it yet, but they say that if you're looking to deck the halls this year with a live tree, sticker shock, you guys, when you head down to pick one out. Oh. That's a combination of massive drought, supply chain issues, and plain old inflation. Tree prices are way up this year around the country. Some farms are up 20 to 25%. And the hardest hit growers scented in our most tree rich states, we're talking about Oregon and Washington, which just did not have good tree growing weather. So if you don't have a tree yet, don't delay. One tree retailer sold 60% of their trees the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Wow.
So
good luck getting a good one then, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Also, I got to mention this one. Minnesota nurses voted to authorize a strike. They said an overwhelming majority of union members voted in favor of an unfair labor practice strike. Yesterday was the vote, I believe. Also, and this is something you don't think you would care, but if it happened, you definitely would care. And that's the railroad strike. We talked about this yesterday. We don't think about it, but railroads provide so much from cars to building supplies to bricks to food to oil to gas to coal, and they were going to do a railroad strike. But the government said you cannot do a railroad strike. It would decimate the economy, and you cannot do it. So the government kind of stepped in and basically said, you go back to work. We're going to make the railroad unions go back to work. And we're going to make the railroad companies, you know, reach compromise. Because, again, we don't think about the railroads that much because we just take them for granted.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's going on, too. All right, that is it for now. Tonight, Thursday Night Football. The Patriots host the Buffalo Bills. Dolly Parton's Mountain Magic Christmas. Are you going to watch this stuff, Fallon?
What channel is it on?
That's going to be on Channel 11 here in the Twin Cities.
Sure. Yeah, I'll check it out. I mean, I love Dolly. Okay. I didn't know what was coming up, though, so thank you for telling me.
Well, of course, we got pickleball tonight, or I would be watching, too. No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
KWB pickleball team, iHeart pickleball team is tonight. So,
you ready for it?
I mean, as ready as I'll ever be. I still don't get the scoring. It's 0-0-2. Why is it 0-0-2? It just is.
Okay.
There's three numbers?
There's three numbers. It is the score, your score, their score, and then the serving position. I don't know, Jenny.
Oh, no, that does sound confusing.
It makes sense once you get it, but I forget week to week.
It's not, and you've like, missed, you haven't done it in 2 weeks, so now you're going to be like starting from scratch.
It has been exactly 3 weeks now since I've done it. All right, have a great day. Stay warm. Drive carefully. The on-ramps and off-ramps are still slippery in places, so be careful of that one. We'll see you tomorrow for another Christmas wish. Nominate on KDWB.com.